This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Welcome to the special podcast, D Street Talk on Markets, powered by Money Control. Well, today I have with me a very special guest, Abhishek Bansal, Chairman and Managing Director of Barnes Group of Companies. Well, welcome to the podcast, Abhishek.
Thank you so much, Shatich. It's my pleasure to be at your show.
Thank you so much, Abhishek. Well, to start off, well, we saw a V-shaped kind of a recovery on Indian bourses after a knee-jerk reaction on Saturday. That was the budget day. Do you think the momentum will continue, or the fast and furious rally that we saw could actually fizzle out near about 12,200 levels?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was quite a roller coaster ride since the budget. I suppose on the budget day, the market just fell off.
Mm-hmm.
I presume the market fell off because there were certain apprehensions regarding the exemptions being removed from the personal income tax on individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And the dividend distribution tax on the mutual funds also was one of the points under contention.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose when we got the fine print, it was like clear that there is nothing so much to worry.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of the market kind of like rallied or kind of like stabilized on Monday,
right,
when they got clarity over the issues. And then post that, I think so the monetary policy helped the markets a lot, where, you know, the RBI gave quite a good stimulus on the monetary policy. Because of that, we saw the market further rallying up.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the markets going up to as high as 12,200 levels on Nifty. But then, obviously, at these high levels, the market then sold off for certain profit booking.
Right.
And now we are trading at about 12,000 levels on Nifty. And I see that the markets won't sell off very fast,
mm-hmm,
but they would stabilize and we would have a positive bias only.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see monetary policy of RBI as a big thumbs up of what they did under the on the RBI front and giving the stimulus to the economy.
Well, perfect. In fact, a fine print from the budget and big thumbs up to RBI monetary policy. All is right in the direction of the bulls. But crude oil prices is also something which have actually helped Indian markets. In fact, they cooled off in the past 15 odd days. But, you know, concerns over coronavirus have actually impacted the market sector, and not just market, but also the different sectors which get impacted by, you know, China, such as metals and specialty chemicals. What is the kind of impact you're factoring in case the situation escalates or worsens?
So if you see, the crude oil prices have like almost sold off about 17% in this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the outbreak of coronavirus also, you know, slows down the economy. The Chinese economy has slowed down. The demand for the crude oil will be slowed down. There is almost, till now, we have reported almost 900 lives lost in China due to, mm-hmm, coronavirus.
Right.
The base metals have taken a drastic hit. Like, since the outbreak of coronavirus, till,
mm-hmm,
now, copper prices are almost down by 10%. Zinc, mm-hmm, prices are down by 10%. So the base metal prices are impacted a lot, and so as the crude oil prices, because of the less consumer demand in China because of the shutdown due to coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, the lowered crude oil prices helps India, because India is a net importer of crude oil and it impacts the current account deficit of India.
Right.
So it helps the inflation. If the crude oil prices remain low, India has low inflation, because almost directly or indirectly, inflation is linked to crude oil prices.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, mm-hmm, is impacted because of the crude oil prices. So lower crude oil prices is very good for India in terms of the inflation,
mm-hmm,
in terms of the current account deficit. If the crude oil prices remains at these levels, we should see a stronger rupee,
mm-hmm,
which we are seeing, because it's very range bound between 71 to 72. We don't see the rupee dollar just, you know, going out of our hands and going just 75.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the lower crude oil prices. So overall, the lower crude oil prices helps the Indian markets, helps the Indian economy.
Mm-hmm.
But till the time the coronavirus situation is, you know, improved, we would not see any major impact on the positive side on the prices of base metals,
mm-hmm,
and also on the crude oil. Because there is an economic recession in China, and China is the biggest consumer globally of base metals and other commodities.
Right. And moving on to the RBI monetary policy meeting that happened. In fact, we've talked about it. So, in fact, a renewed stimulus in the infrastructure sector, real estate, and support to MSMEs and housing finance companies are all efforts to revive growth by the RBI. Do you think these measures might have come in too little and too late?
See, let us try to understand what RBI did on the monetary policy meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, there is a concept called TLTRO, which is Target Long-Term Repo Operation,
mm-hmm.
Which was introduced by the European Central Bank for quantitative easing in 2012, which has been now adopted by India, by the RBI.
Okay.
So what happens under the TLTRO is what RBI has fixed mm-hmm. its lending rate to the banks. Like the bank means the banks can borrow 1 year and 3 year tenure money at a fixed interest rate from RBI, which mm-hmm. is 5.15%.
Okay.
And then, so because their borrowing rate of the banks is now fixed at 5.15%, they would be able to lend much more carefree in corporate bonds, or they would be able to invest in corporate bonds that money, because they know that their borrowing rate is 5.15%, which is fixed up to 1 year and 3 year tenure.
Right.
So what will happen in the result, the corporate bond yields will start coming down, and the corporates will also start enjoying a lower interest borrowing rate, which would then have an impact into the economy, and mm-hmm. it will stimulate the consumption and mm-hmm. the retail consumption, which would, because the corporates will start getting money mm-hmm. from the banks at a lower interest rate, because banks are getting at a lower interest rate from RBI for a period of 1 year and 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very big step that RBI has taken, where the rates for 1 year borrowing and 3 year borrowing for the banks is almost fixed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this should give boost to the retail consumption and the real economy. So that's a very big step that RBI has taken. Also, RBI has told to the banks that it has given a window till July 2020,
right,
where any incremental lending that the banks do mm-hmm. to the small and medium enterprises, or loans to housing loans or automobile loans, the 4% CRR mandatory money that the bank had to keep mm-hmm. has been waived off for any new loan extended till July 2020 to automobiles, retail automobile, residential housing, or loans to MSME sector.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this would again encourage banks to lend to the MSMEs and the retail sector, mm-hmm. thereby giving stimulus to the consumption story. Mm-hmm. And but obviously the window is still July 2020.
Right.
So we are expecting almost the banks would free up almost about 8,000 crore of liquidity because of this waiver of the 4% CRR on any incremental new lending to the retail and the MSME sector. So that's also a very welcome step.
Mm-hmm.
But the TLTRO, is a very big step.
Mm-hmm.
You can debate whether it is too late or too little, but anything which is coming to the banking sector is more than welcome. And I think so. The RBI has taken good step to give impetus to the real economy, and I think so. We would see some kinds of green shoot into the real economy going forward. So I seriously support what RBI has done, and it's a big thumbs up to RBI on that.
Great, a big thumbs up to RBI. Well, moving on to my final question, Abhishek, I wanted to ask you, what is your outlook on the small and the mid-cap space, especially after RBI policy and the budget 2020?
Yeah, so the small cap and the mid-cap sector looks very good, especially the mid-cap. If you see, the mid-cap PE ratio right now is almost at the lowest since 2-3 years now, and in the price equity ratio of the mid cap 100 mm-hmm. is 25.
Oh.
So which is at the lowest right now. So, and if you see of small cap 100, it is at 50.
Mm-hmm.
And the stimulus given by RBI to the retail sector, it will impact the retail sector because of the lowered CRR and the long-term purchase repo being fixed at 5.15, it will help the retail sector.
Mm-hmm.
So I see the small and mid-cap sector should go up.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the pricing goes, the mid-cap sector is highly undervalued at 25 PE. So I see the mid-cap sector very lucrative. And going forward, we could see some positive rally on the mid-cap sector.
Perfect. Well, mid-cap sector is more undervalued. Well, thank you, Abhishek and listeners, for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on new business and economy. Thank you, Abhishek.
Thank you so much, Shatin, for your time. Thank you.